I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's chilling episode, Our Bodies, Our Elves.
Well, here we are again.
Again? Do you recall having ever been at the base of this cobblestone walkway leading through an expansive yard featuring fountains and topiaries to a 1, 2, 3, 4-story 1920s, if I'm not mistaken, English Tudor-style home?
This one, no, but a haunted house is a haunted house.
Oh, Frank, are you certain it's haunted?
Well, I've no recollection of arriving, do you?
Come to think of it, I don't. And not just because of inebriation. I simply do not recall how we've come to be here.
I expect the same is true of these other two as well.
You got that right. Me-wise, anyway. 1 minute I was doing I don't remember what, and now I'm whatever this is here with you.
And you are here with me. Behind us, a locked gate. Before us, a yard. A house in the windows. Do you see? Children. Or what look like children.
What looks like children?
Oh, many things. Dolls, puppets, photographs of children, photorealistic renderings of children.
So 4 things.
Off the top of my head.
I take it you are just as suddenly and unexpectedly here as the rest of us.
Correct. While it is not my first experience with a group of strangers unaware of how they got to new, unfamiliar surroundings, it is my first time being amongst the strangers.
I have questions.
I will say the fact that we aren't chained to each other is a positive side.
Now I have questions.
All of both of your questions may be about to be answered. Look, the door! Open.
My questions were about you.
As were mine.
You're interesting.
As I'm sure we all are, but my interests are with our elegant host. I imagine that is the host emerging from the now open door.
And look at him go! Somersaults, cartwheels, flippity-doos, up-arounds, general tumbling, so spry, and all in a velvet suit.
Bespoke by its look.
Dapper.
Energetic.
So you would think. However, whoa!
Not as spry as assumed previously. He stumbles as if suddenly bereft of balance.
Interesting.
Are you okay, sir?
Here's your cane, sir.
I'm here too, sir.
It appears nothing is as it seems. These were not children we spied in the windows, not at all.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Step this way, would you please, and state your name.
William Ribbon, Jr.
Of course, and that makes you Leo McGillicuddy.
Call me Mac.
And so I shall do just that, Mac. And the estimable Frank and Sadie Doyle. You come as a set, don't you just?
We do just, yes.
And you are?
I am the humble proprietor of this establishment. A favorite for young and old, and so it will please you for to know, you've been selected at random to receive the honor of a tour of Santa's workshop.
You're so youthful and slender to be Santa Claus.
There is no actual Santa Claus. I merely run the workshop.
The wizard of the workshop.
The thaumaturge of toys making.
The god of gifts.
Call me Nick.
As in jolly old saint?
I'm no saint. No, I go by many names.
Is one of them Kringle?
None of them are Kringle. Now, if you'll indulge me, each of you gentlemen has a golden ticket in your stocking that entitles you and a guest to tour the workshop.
Stocking? You mean sock?
He does indeed. Voila!
Oh, yeah, here we go. Good wizarding there. Upsy-daisy. Voila!
Frank, do you have a ticket hiding in your garters?
Yes, voila, voila.
Wonderful. I'll take those. Doesn't it make everything so very official and fine? Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go make the final preparations to your tour. Meanwhile, these luminous androgynous beauties are my cobble wobbles. They'll answer any questions you may have and usher you inside once it's time.
I do have a question. Cobble wobbles?
Peldon the Fair is my name and my aspect.
I am Seiros, the toy wright.
And I am Philadria, scourge of the Second Age.
My question stands.
We are of the first and eldest.
We are of the fairest and wisest.
We have stood and bled and mourned and gloried with Nick the Wizard at too many great battles to list, and one bad one.
Not your standard Christmas elves.
Yeah, overqualified to say the least.
We shine with the pure light of victory and the victorious light of purity.
How nice for you, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, my question stands. Cobble wobbles.
We too have many names. Minyar, Tatyar, Nelyar, Alfar, Elves, Pixies, Brownies, Blondies, Snickerdoodles, or in Belgium, Smurfs.
Oompas, Chumbas, Lalas, Loompas, Wumbas, Tinkies, Doopities, Winkies, Doompas.
Dobbies, Blobbies, and Goobers. Tubbies, Wubbies, and Matthew Gray Gooblers.
Cobble, wobble, tinker tea tin. Now is the time to go and go in. Do as you're told and go in.
Shall we?
Why not?
Many reasons I can think of.
None insurmountable by us, surely.
Surely.
Hold your breath. Did the couple wobbles offer you water? Make a wish. Count to three. Would you like a water? Come.
Jeepers, would you look at that? Get a load of all of it. Take a second and get an eyeful. Look at everything. Especially that. Holy cow. Like, the holiest. The Pope of cows. You guys cobble-wobbled that?
We did.
That right there's the train set of my dreams. When I was but a little, and my life was more tumultuous than any kid's life ought to have been, I got fascinated by kits and models and, most of all, train sets. Gave me some, you know, control over my toys that I didn't have over my me. That mountain, that stream, that post office. I swear, this is like a crayon drawing I made and had on the top of my Christmas list for the whole of my pajama years.
You never got it, did you?
I always never did.
Well, stay on this side of the ropes and watch the train, unless, of course, you want to go with the controls.
Wait, but I do.
The ropes are for your protection.
I don't need no protection from no toy train set of when I was a kid dreams.
Then, by all means, ignore the ropes. Only, please don't, obviously. I implore you to only ignore the ropes at your peril or at your want.
Mister, I don't know what side you're on exactly, but I gotta get in there and have a go.
If the warnings in the ropes won't stop you, I certainly can't.
I wouldn't.
Better safe than sorry, sport.
What's the worst that could happen?
It does rather feel foreboding, though, doesn't it?
Did I mention which outcome is preferable in a contest between safety and sorrow? I feel like I was talking to someone about that very thing.
You all got dark turns of mind. You think I get a magic invitation by Sock to come see Santa's office, and I see a special for-me train set, and I'm going to skip a turn at the wheel? Then you don't know me at all.
Well, he's got us there.
No, stop. Don't.
Hey, Rope, you ain't my boss. Nuts to you. Nuts, I say. I defy you. Look at me. I'm doing it. Train controls, here I come. Here I come. I'm coming. Wait right there. It's kind of a hike to get to, if I'm being honest. Longer than it looked, other side of the rope. How long have I been at this? How far have I walked here?
Is it just me, or is he getting smaller?
It is not just you.
I'm sure it's merely perspective.
That's one way to look at it.
Controls are over there, on the other side of these, what do we got? Train tracks? Oh, hang on. How are they this size? Perspective? Nah, couldn't be.
I bet it has something to do with our host's cane. It's smaller as well, like a conductor's baton.
Or a wizard's wand.
Or that.
Interesting. Well, let me just get off of this. Oh, no. Caught my trouser leg there. Now, what's this coming down towards me on this train track here? Oh, gee!
Oh, dear.
Unfortunate.
Cobble, wobble, tinker, tee, tame. Sometimes what you catch is you catch a train. Cobble, wobble, rinkery-roo. Other times, though, the train catches you.
He'll be all right. He got what he deserved.
Which is it? And have you gotten stockier?
Please, sir, try closing your mouth more when you ask questions.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, Nick, what did that poor man do to deserve that?
You heard how he pronounced interesting. It was annoying.
But not a capital offense, surely?
I wouldn't be too sure. Results speak for themselves, loudly, top of their lungs, if you think about it. Now, if I might direct your attention this way.
Oh, William, look at this. A pristine condition single lead car from the very first roller coaster I ever made. Fear itself.
That's right.
Does it have all the gimmicks? The joy buzzer, the mind tingler, the face eraser, the hot foot, the hate buzzer, the cold shoulder, the atom smasher, the witch's eyeball, the force majeure, the piano lesson, the spinal countdown, the rib cage, the ear searer, the entertainer?
Oh, Mr. Ribbon, it has all that and more. You see, this car is cobble-wobbled directly from fear itself. That's right, but it'll take you on a ride through all that you've done.
Showing me all that I've done?
More than showing you.
Everything?
Every last thing.
What have you done, Mr. Ribbon?
Broad strokes are fine.
I'm a thrill merchant and a fright monger from way back.
Aston answered.
At first it was roller coasters decked out in novelties, gimmicks, and contrivances to enhance the experience.
But did they really?
Haunted houses was my game for a while. I'd pay folks a jackpot to stay overnight and then give them the stare of a lifetime to get them to leave before they could collect.
Is there a living in that?
Well, you'd be surprised.
I would be, yes.
But that wasn't enough for you, was it?
I do love to stay busy.
By which you mean escalate?
I do not care for the sound of this.
Nobody did.
I did.
No more invitations. No more invitations. The incentive was to survive traps built around razor wire, overwrought scenarios, and perhaps worst of all, a little puppet host.
Did someone mention me?
You cobble-wobbled peppermint tuxedo? Cobble-wobbled him to life, you fools! He's a murderer!
Yeah, he is.
Come on. Sit next to old PT and let's ride your roller coaster. Just the two of us.
Oh, no, thank you.
I promise, you've got nothing to fear.
Except fear itself.
The name of the ride.
I recall.
Clever, the both of them.
They do deserve each other.
Come on, ride the ride. It'll be like memory lane, but with a loop-de-loop. I'll reap you what you've sown.
I know what I've reaped. I sowed it. I love the catharsis of fear. I mean, not mine, other people's, you see?
You've compelled so many others to play your game.
You'll find me not so similarly pressed. You've nothing to hold over me except the apparent knowledge of my myriad of meticulously complicated death traps. But what you have no knowledge of is that I shan't be blackmailed, for I secretly long to be discovered. And so you see, I cannot be compelled. Wait, what are my feet doing? Is someone compelling me? Who's compelling me? Please stop. Okay, you're not stopping. I refuse to get on a roller coaster, despite the fact that I'm guilty. I'm doing this under protest. Well, now that I'm seated and buckled in, I absolutely refuse to be roller coasted. Stop this instant! Stop!
He'll be fine.
He got what he deserved.
Cobble, wobble, tinker, tee, tabba.
That's okay. That's all right. Don't finish the rhyme. We get it.
Yes, he was an elaborate murderer. Got what he deserved. However, the other fellow had an affectation.
Orders of magnitude different, wouldn't you say?
How do you mean?
One man added syllables to one word.
That we know of.
The other trafficked in human carnage spectaculars. What exactly is your metric here?
And what did we do?
And are you even heavier? And your hair's gone white.
We can talk it all out, but wouldn't you rather do that over a drink?
Frank, look at all the glorious liquors. Where did they all come from?
More wand business.
Our surroundings are well appointed. Would you care to make an appointment? And with how many bottles? And from how high a shelf? Shall we just bring them all?
Oh, don't mind if we don't.
We're not cartoons.
You cannot, after what we've seen, expect us to drink your drinks. We have flasks.
But...
I said we have flasks!
You know I can compel you to drink my drinks.
But why?
Yes, to what end, all of this?
You really want to know?
Ish.
I do.
Sadie does.
You're both versed in the worlds that live within the shadows of this one.
Sure.
But how much do you know about the world that was this world before this world was this world?
Nothing.
Which is enough. Granting that there was one, so what?
We're from there. Elves, wizards, and we mean to bring it back.
By killing those fellows?
No! No, no, no! Also you two.
Boo.
I have to agree with Sadie here. Boo.
Your Santa Claus is the link. A wizard and elf keeper acceptable to your world. If I kill 4 people in his name, then next I can kill 16 people. And on, and on, and on. Until I fill Christmas night with enough sacrifice to bring about the end of this cycle and reset this very world?
Sure.
With every death, I take on his jolly belly form. And tonight... I am become Santa Claus, the destroyer of worlds.
Why now? You could have done this at any time, one assumes.
You're not going to like this.
Oh, trust me, I don't like any of it.
I bet him he couldn't.
$1, which won't be worth anything when this earth is destroyed.
But if you can't do it, it'll be worth something. It'll be worth $1.
Now, would you like a drink on your own, or be compelled as this bottle is compelled?
It's pouring itself.
Neat trick.
If you like that, how do you like this one?
Ugh, my face!
My drink.
They've met just now.
And now take.
My wand.
My wand.
Good luck. Wands work with gestures so small and with such precise learning. Thousands of your years. You'll never conjure the smallest cough out of that. You may as well give it back before you turn yourself into a little frog or something.
Frank is a quick study.
All right, go ahead. See if you can intuit a wand. Ow!
Am I doing this right?
Ow! Please, stop hitting me.
No. Am I intuiting it? How about now?
Oh, Frank, do stop hitting him. Give it here.
Oh, fine. You hit him.
No, I stop him.
My wand!
My 2 pieces of wood.
Instead of the world ending, Santa's workshop is... My power is...
See, I told you she'd do it.
You were right.
What are you talking about?
But we had a $1 bet going that Sadie would beat you. We play together in a poker game.
So instead of paying me a dollar, you can just give it to him.
And this is for you, young lady.
$1 American. We also play in a poker game. We also bet a dollar I would win.
Let me see that half a wand while it still has some juice.
You fool. It's unstable. You'll destroy us all.
No, I'll conjure Sadie a Christmas gift.
That is, you are good at wands.
Hi, I'm okay.
An innocent, spared. Oh, Frank, it's perfect. Let me get you something.
Oh, what's that?
Home safe and sound.
Oh, Merry Christmas, sadistic.
The merriest Merry Frankenstein.
Hang on, we play in separate poker games?
That's right. In order to never bluff each other, Frank and Sadie Doyle play in poker games in different rooms on the same night. The first Tuesday of the month. And elves play in the poker games. Maybe next Christmas we'll see one. Until then, Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a good night.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.